even if you shechted the korban oil first, and you made it zrikas adam, then you shechted the kid, the chumin, also you'll be potter. The question is why alachur is a sroa vada here? Is nis ois to be a spanoi? The answer is, Rebbe wants to say now, shchita kemayis talav shchita basachilhi. A korban oila, you don't eat from the korban oila. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So that's not called a shchita rui, according to Rebbe Shimon. Pishtam by kochim shlomim wachatis that eat from it. So you have a heter achila, it's called a shchita. But by oila, that there's no heter achila, it's not called a shchita. That was Rebbe's for. On this, for Rebbe Yaakov, Rebbe Yechra, no, achilas mizbeach shmo achila. Even by korban oila, the shchit is matter that you can burn the meat on the mizbeach. So even though an adam does need it, but the mizbeach eats it, that's also called an achila. It's also called a shchita. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, "V'im ha'ochol yiyochol mibsaz zevach shlamov." So it says double lashon. This is the parsha of pigul that pishtei achilas akosam adam. So two types of eatings: echad achilas adam, where the person eats from it; v'echad achilas mizbeach. Whether you think to eat it tomorrow, whether you think to burn it tomorrow, you have a machshavas pigul. So according to see the burning on the mizbech is also called an achila. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that you have to have a shchita ruya, which means the shchita has to be matter with bachila, a korban is also called heta bachila. Since you have a right to burn it on the mizbeach, that's also considered the heta bachila. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'ashoychet benimtza treifa. Let's see, you shecht the animal, as the yisoysebes benoi, and then you found out that you shechted the mother first, and you found it was a treifa. So the shchita is not called a good shchita. Or else, ha'ashoychet avodah zara. A person shechted the animal, now the mother, but he had a mind to do with the shem avodah zara, so the animal becomes also banor. Or else, v'ashoychet poras chatis, you shecht the poraduma. There is no achil there, not an achil, mizbech, not an achil, sodom. So that shchita is not called a shchita, according to Rabbi Shimon. Or else, v'shor ha'niskal. If you shechted the mother became a shor ha'niskal, it's also asabano. Or else, v'egla rufi, you shechted an egla rufa, it's also asabano. Rashi says, it's really the neseres mechaim, that egla rufa becomes also right away, even when it's alive. And therefore, even after you shechted, it's asabano. So in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon poitim. Shimon says, that's the way you shechted the mother. And then you go to shecht the kid, you potter today. There's no iser, oiser v'espanoi. Since these are all considered the shechit, the shein ruya is leish shmei shechit, according to Rabbi Shimon. However, the chachomim mechayom say no. The ma'ase you made a good ma'ase shechit, even though it's not matter with pachila, but a ma'ase shechit you did, you have the iser oiser v'espanoi. What's going to be though hashoychet v'nisnabla biyadoi? Not that it became a treifa, but the animal died before the shechita. Nisnabla bi Rashi says shloimi das, like before you finished the shechita, the animal died on you. So it's not called you did a shechita. Or else vi hanoicher, you just sliced the head off, not through a shechita. Or else vi yamaki, you just tear off the simonim. So this is not called the ma'aseh shechita at all. Then potter, even the chum agree that you potter mishum ma'aseh v'yespanoi. Even though you killed the mother today, in this case you would be allowed to shech the kid today. The yisra oisir is only if you shech the mother, then you can't kill or shech the kid. But just killing the mother is no issue to shech the kid. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish Lashon. When do we learn the Mishnah? Rashi says the shech of avos kechovim is chay mishum oisir v'espanoi. When was that learned? Lashon ala sheshochat rishon lavoy dezora. That you shechted first the mother Shem avodah zara, v'sheni l'shachona, and the second one you shechted for yourself. So according to Chachomim, you have a nisa oisav yespinoi. But what's going to be the opposite way? Rishen l'shachona, you shechted the mother for your own table for yourself to eat, and then v'sheni l'avodah zara, then the second one, the kid, you shechted on Hashem avodah zara, potter. You know, here you don't get malchus. Even according to Chachomim, the chur over the nisa oisav yespinoi, you shechted the mother, then the kid. Still, he holds the potter from Malchus. Why? Poshid, to come lay by the Rabminei. Because Lashechtin, this kid, since you're doing Lashem Avoy Dezor, you chayiv Misa. So whenever you chayiv Misa, you potter from Malchus, we don't give you two punishments. You say, come lay by the Rabminei. So Poshid Alocha. Yeah. Rashi, the Kaimelon, you have been Perakel Maris, they cried, the Tarat Lev Dinle, we don't give him two punishments. Yeah. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yechon said back, Zoo, this halacha, you have to, what's the Shimon tell us this? Shimon halacha, they tell us this law. Afil tunaka shabesh rabban yodanoi soy. Everybody knows this, even kids know this halacha, that there's such a thing, if Rashi says, tatle of dinu, we don't give somebody two punishments. So pshita, that in the case where you chayiv misa for the shchita l'ashem avoy de zoro, pshita, you don't get balkas. What do you got to tell me with shlokas? Everybody knows that. Even the young kids know that. Ela rather chish is like this, that pomim sometimes, Shafilu shachat rishon l'shachonai. Even if you shechted the mother first, eat from on your own table, and then b'sheni, then you shechted the kid the same day. Li avoy dezor, l'shem avoy dezor, chayiv. Sometimes you could be chayiv for isav ispanoi. You would get malchus. I wadachuri chayiv misa. Teretziv. The case could be kagoyin the yasvur bay mishum isav ispanoi. That the Adam there warned the person, said, don't shech the kid now, you shechted the mother ready today, there's nisa rois of yespanoi on it. But they did not warn him, mishum diyasav avay dezara. So if yasav avay dezara, it's called, loy haswar, you don't get misa, you're not chayiv misa. So what do you chayiv bidei bezdin? Only malchus. That's only called one punishment, and a claim in such a case, bezdin will give him malchus. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish shomar, kivon techihiler argues and says no. Kivon chiasra beipota, since if you would have warned this person not to shech this kid l'shem avoy dezara, if they would have warned him, then the din is he would have been chayiv misa, and then you say come leb the rab minei, he would not get malchus. You say reshlokas svari is kiliasra be, even in this case now where they did not warn you when you shecht in the kid now that you chayiv misa for avoy dezara, they didn't warn you nami pota, and they only warned you for the lav of oisav yespanoi. Still, you'll be potter from Malchus. That's what Shlokas Svara called Chayde Misa Shredigin, also potters from Malchus. And the Ozla Tamar, this Machlokas, Yibirchum Shlokas, Golo Shitosois. The Chi Osir, when Rabdimi came in, the Chi Osir Rabdimi, Omri said like this Chayde Misa Shredigin, the Chayde Malchus Shredigin, for Dovracher. In the case where somebody did a chet of Misa, for Shredig, meaning you killed somebody by mistake. So the mice, you're not going to get misa right now for it, because you killed the Nebuchadnezzar. Rosh, you did an avera that you chayiv malka shegigin. Did it by mistake. And v'dov racha, you also did some damage to some of the should be a chayiv money. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yechon no mechayiv. You chayiv for the money. Because the mice, since you did the chayiv, the chet misa b'shegig, you don't get misa. Since you did the chet of malkus b'shegig by mistake, you don't get malkus. So therefore, it's only considered one punishment, so we give you the chayiv tashlumim. For Eshlaka Shama, no potter. Eshlaka says, no, in this case, still you're potter from paying. Why? Rabbi Yechon no mechayiv, Yechon says, Yechayiv tola yasurbe. They didn't warn the person, but don't be shaygig. Since they didn't warn him for Misa, he's taka not chayiv Misa. So all he's chayiv is just for the tashlum. Whatever he did, he damaged somebody then, so he has to pay money for the damage that he did. There's no ptur. However, for Eshlaka Shama, no, the Chidish. Eshlaka says, no, potter, still you're potter. Why? If you would have warned this person, don't kill, or don't be Mechal Shabbos, then he would have been Chayiv Misa. The same time as being Mechal Shabbos, he's also tearing somebody's clothing, so then he would have been Potter. Because the same time as ripping the clothing, is being Chayiv Misa. So if they would have warned him for the Issa Shabbos, he would have been Potter for paying for the Tashlum for the money. So Shlaka Sholds, Kilo Yasrebe, even though they didn't warn him now for doing the Issa Chilo Shabbos or for killing somebody. Still Nami Potter, still Yipotter. A little more dashes from Sukkim over there, Rishlokas holds, that even Chayv and Misa Shegigin also makes a Ptur. That's Rishlokas Svara.
Rashi speaks out, if Rosh Lakish swears, even though you're not getting Malkus right now, Hoyle of Ahachi, Suri, Ika, Tzad, Misa, Leloki. The Ksubis, Yalav, Time, Mikrua, Bela, the Moral learns out from Sukkim. Yeah, and the Moral says now, Tzricha, we need the Machlokes both places here, Tzricha. The Yashmina over here, Bo, come Rav Shem, and Lakish. Only over here you would say it. Abu Bo, and Mudl Rav Yechon, we might as Rav Yechonon. Because my Bo, Bo, come Rav Yechon, Abu Bo, Mudl Rav Shem, and Lakish, Tzricha. Need the machlokes both places, chedushim both places. Like a why? So Rashi says, "Bo kamer Rosh Lakish, the potter mi malchus hoyel v'yesh b'shchitu zu tzad misa." since the Shechita now has a Tzav Nisvi, would have warned you, L'shem Avodah Zarah, you'd be P'chayiv Misam. So Pokal HaTorah Malkus Minei. Tatati B'guf L'Rami, don't give him two things. Hilkach Afula, even though you didn't warn him, L'Misa, still you don't get Malkus. So that's a Svara that Chayve Misa could part of a Malkus. But Chayve Misha Shoigim B'dov Racha, going Momin, T'chad B'guf V'chad Moinoi, Eima Tavai Rom Yalayu. That's the Chilik. Over here in our Gemara, it's a shala giving him a chiv misa, giving him a chiv malchus. So both are supposed to be upon the same goof. See, Rosh Lakish says we stay like a svarav kamlei. And maybe over there it's a shala, one maisa was to mechayiv you misa. And one maisa was to mechayiv you mom, because you did something to somebody else, to have to pay money. So maybe money we would give you, since it was done by shaygeg. Kamashma, no, even in such a case, with a chiv of tashtum of money, still it's the same achleikis, between the Shlokish and the Biyachin. Still, they both say the same svaras. Yeah. Now the Mer says, "Avohayim alav Hashem melakas tzricha." In the Oporis Chatis, the Mer Samakasha, Oporis Chatis Shchita Shena Ruihi. Is that true? Our Mishnah says, "If you shech the poraduma, and then you shech its kid, so according to Rav Shimon Yipoto, I have a tiny blood of Shimon Oimer, pora metama tumas eichlin. A poraduma could be mekabel tumas eichlin." Why? Hoyob hoys l'shasa kosher. It had a shasa kosher. Rashi learns Torah mitama tumas eichlin. Dafa gav yom Rav Shimon perakam de b'chayrus. The isuri hanoch v'ensher niskal petach hamor is not mitama tumas. Even after you shecht it, there's no isa. There's no tumas eichlin on it because it's not called an eichel on it since it's also bano. But still, the paradumi after you shecht it, it is mekabel tuma. And the Torah says why? Hoyob hoys l'shasa kosher. Rashi says liachila. That it had a shasa kosher right after you shecht. If you want, you could have eaten it first. So therefore, there is a nisa tuma chal on the meat. And the Yomer Hashem Malakish, Yom Hayu Reb Shimon, that Torah niftes agavim marachosa. This was, it could be played with the paradum if you want.